Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
On a motivational Monday.
That is so right.
Are you motivated?
I am. Well, I've got some of my incredible guests here. I'm so excited. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, obviously, as our Monday to get started, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I've got Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones. What a pleasure and an honor.
One of my favorite people.
Yay, I know. I am serious.
Hey,
I'm so inspired.
Is it okay if I have a man crush on him?
I got the lady over here, so yeah, you know.
No, he's such a neat guy. Boy, is that a compliment. You're a neat guy. No, but this energy that he exudes is, peacefulness, calmness, but also a lot of energy. For
inspiring.
Life. Just a zest for
He's
life.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
It really.
You're giving me a lot to live up to, please.
You know what? You know what I love about you, though, is you're so down to earth. That's what's so cool. You're just so down to earth. You're a
real person.
A real person, but not only that, you. It's like you can feel comfortable talking.
So I'm earthy.
You're earthy, baby.
You can wipe the dirt off your.
There you go. Well, gosh, I welcome everyone to my show, and it's about adding value every day in every way, and we've got a lot to talk about today, which is great. Of course, it's a countdown towards the holidays.
Yeah, it is.
As you guys all told me that you're almost done, and I don't know.
What do you mean almost done?
You're done. Okay.
No. I'm done with my shopping, but I am so enjoying just being in the holiday season right now. I was thinking about that this morning. What's motivational about this particular Monday? And one of the things I was thinking was, the New Year's is coming up, or Christmas is in a week or so. Wait a minute. Why am I living in the future? Why not live right now? Why not enjoy right now, today, this day, the Monday before Christmas?
There you go.
This is it. That's the motivation. The motivation is not to mourn the loss of Christmas's past.
No.
Try to anticipate the Christmas future, but to live in this Christmas season right now with these people in your life.
Well, that's actually exactly, I think, where I'm at. I told you I walked the mall. You said, what is that? What is that called?
The March of the Mall.
Yeah.
You have your purse in one hand, and you have your hand holding your money in the other, and you're walking from store to store waiting to be inspired by some gift that is just perfect for somebody.
And if you're lucky, you don't get mauled at the mall.
There you go.
But the further you go, the more depressed you get.
Well,
I didn't get depressed.
What I realized is that we are so blessed to have what we already have.
Yeah.
And I want to give the gift that is, I'm one of those people that just doesn't buy anything. So what I want to do, you had said this before one of our other shows, that you go around kind of intentionally recognizing what people need in their life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at. So, I my kids and my family, I want, even if it doesn't end up right on Christmas, why does that have to be the only day? And I think that's really important. So I want to make sure that I get them whatever it is that they really need in their life to make their life more fulfilled.
Or what about something that just makes their eyes sparkle on Christmas morning?
There you go.
You never know what that could be.
That is true.
Do we really need a metal detector?
No.
I mean, that would be fun. Hint, 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 honey.
Are you a metal? Is that something that you really like?
Actually, I've always had a bit of a fantasy about walking down the beach
too.
With a metal detector.
That is so funny. I have always, when you're on the beach.
Finding buried treasure in my backyard.
I love that. I love that.
But that's not what's really going to bring a smile on my face. What's going to bring a smile on my face on Christmas morning is watching everybody else smile and have fun and share and laugh and sing songs and all of that.
There you go. That's it. Well, I welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. Yes, we are getting motivated here. And for anybody who is just joining us here, we'd love to hear your story of something positive that can add value to everybody else's life. And that's kind of what I do here, is talk about other people's journeys that can help somebody through a good time.
I noticed that your callers have been more brave lately.
I know.
When I listen every day in the car, I'm hearing more and more people call in.
That's right.
And I think we're cracking the ice with, because I know we have the listeners.
That's right.
But people are a little hesitant to call in. But I'm seeing more and more people calling in, so I'd really like to hear from more of them.
That's right. And I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We've got Matt on our board, and I want to hear from all of you, because one, Dr. Dennis just gave us some giveaways, right?
Oh, yeah. Right on. Look at this. Look what we got here. I got a couple of CDs. Can you explain what's this one here?
Yeah, this is a CD of guided meditations titled Free to Be. There's two guided meditations on here. They're about a half hour each. And they're both about helping you access and understand and fulfill your purpose.
Okay.
And one is accessing your creative nature through your purpose, and the other is accessing your purpose by means of the process of forgiveness, because oftentimes we hold things in resentment.
Right,
that
and I know.
Block the, us well,
yeah, and I know that one of the things that you wanted to talk about, you know, it's funny because I always get inspired on Sundays, right, at the Center of Positive Living, and that's, you were actually the founder of it.
Center for Spiritual
Living. I think it's positive too. It's all, you know, but yes.
That used to be the name of it.
Oh, really? Okay. So I was halfway right.
That's right.
There you go.
But, you know, we talked a little bit about reactive thinking and responsive thinking. And I just thought that...
Reactive and responsive.
Yes.
They sound very similar.
They are, but they're not. Because one is out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me, right? And one is being conscious, really making something that... You know, a lot of us are learned, and we do things just out of learn, like something that we've lived in our life, we've watched, right? And then there's a time that you want to change that, and you want to, you know, he had a perfect, Dr. Jim had a perfect analysis where there was a man hitting himself in the head every day with a piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some other man.
Why? Because it feels so good when you stop?
Well, no, but some man said, why are you doing that? And he goes, well, what do you mean? Is there another way?
Yeah, I've been doing this all my life.
I've been doing this all my life.
I've been hitting my head against the wall.
Yeah, the light bulb went on. And I thought so many of us maybe are saying, you know, they get invited to a party and they say, oh, not today, thank you. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not go enjoy? Maybe they're saying that they have a job opportunity and they say, I don't think I'm going to be good enough. Why? Why are they not believing in who they are to take that next step to be the best they can possibly be?
Mm.
And that's why, so I thought it was so appropriate that you actually wanted to talk about fear.
Mm.
Because I think that's the thing that holds so many of us back.
It is. Fear is the thing that holds us back from ever getting out of our box.
And why is that? Sometimes we're like our worst enemies. And I know, you know, I mean, we're all human. I get into that where sometimes I kind of get in that funk. And now I think just with as much knowledge as and what I'm doing now, I can actually pull myself out of it and say, I'm gonna restart my day. This is not a good feeling. I'm not feeling good.
That's it right there.
And I think that's the lesson that all of us need to live.
What it really will help that process if you realize that when we were born, we only had two basic fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Every other fear that we have has been acquired.
That's interesting right there.
Yeah. So it's about self-inquiry. Stephen and I were talking about self-inquiry this morning, having the ability and the willingness to step out of the picture frame and explore, examine, do some self-inquiry as to what it is, what fear is it that's holding you from moving forward.
Hmm.
Well, in recognizing that you have the fear and that it's not necessarily justified. A lot of people, let's say they have a phobia. They're afraid of an elevator, an escalator, a spider, or whatever. Right. But they feel it, and they know that it's visceral and real. They can feel their heart pounding. They can feel the sweats coming and the shakes in their hands and say, this fear is real, and I understand that it's not logical. It's just a tiny little spider. People ride elevators every day. So what am I afraid of? Why is that holding me back?
Ultimately, it's a fear of loss of control.
Yeah.
Well, you know that. You're the guy. I don't know.
Food
so
for thought
lots
there,
of
you know.
Control. You know, and it's interesting. We've been talking a little bit also last week about so many of our teens are getting into drugs. Now, that's a loss of control. Why would they do that?
It's
you know?
Escape behavior.
Yeah. So that's more of an escape. So how, you know, if anybody's just joining us right now, gosh, this is going to be good. I could just feel it. I love this. We are talking Motivational Monday for sure, but really every day is motivational. It's something that I really love. I live for.
You're the motivational mommy.
There you go. You know, and my guest today is Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones, and also, of course, Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And Matt is on the board. Our phone number here is 805-639. If you have something motivational, or if you have a fear that you want to ask a question on maybe how to overcome it, you know, it's.
Or would you like to win this?
I know. Now you
free
are
free to be. Guided meditations that will set you free to be the person you came here to be, by Dennis Merritt Jones. Guided imagery. These are just amazing, beautiful.
So what are we going to do for that?
You know what? Let's make it a little more difficult. Let's make people guess a trivia question, and let's make it Christmas-oriented.
Okay.
How about the modern image of Santa?
Okay.
The modern image of Santa. Who basically invented or popularized the modern image of Santa?
I know.
All right. Give us a call
at 805-639-0008. If you haven't remembered that number or memorized it by now, 805-639-0008.
There you go. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
How far back do you want to go?
We got all the time in the world. But what actually made you, how did you get started?
I came out of my mother's birth canal.
I knew he was going to go there. But no, seriously, I mean.
Were you always the type of person that you are now, or have you?
I had a complete transformation as a young adult.
Really? Wow. So, okay, so go.
What was the catalyst for that?
Pain.
A universal experience of pain.
Emotional pain, sure. Yeah. Nothing drives us to evolve or grow or unfold more than desperation. Mm. Unfortunately, you know, we grow one of two ways, either through inspiration or desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And 97% of us wait until it's more painful to stay where we are than to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes us to pursue change.
Now, how come so many people, and I don't want to say this, maybe I should turn it around, but a lot of people are afraid to get past that pain, so they stay stuck?
Because they identify with it. Mm. It gives the known.
Really?
And that's...
Yeah, fear of the unknown is greater than anything else, and I might be uncomfortable where I'm at, but at least I understand this right now. I'm trapped on my deserted island, but I'm not going to go swimming to find freedom, because I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's over the horizon. And that's far more terrifying than the loneliness of being on my little island.
Right.
Until the island's on fire and you have to swim.
Or sinking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is true.
The water level's rising and the sharks are circling.
Right. So what would be your first step that you would tell somebody?
I would invite our listeners to ask themselves, you know, if there's some place in their lives where they know that they're being nudge to the edge of their own comfort zone, coming to the edge of the unknown. And ask yourself this question, what role does fear play in keeping me stuck on the ledge?
Yeah.
Mm.
What role does it play?
Mm-hmm.
And the part of the challenge is that fear has gotten a bad rap. You know, fear is not a bad thing.
No.
Without fear, we probably would never have made it into adulthood.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
But somewhere along the line, the boundaries between what to fear and what not to fear have become blurred.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about revisiting those fears and identifying which ones are real and which are imagined.
Oh, okay.
And
which ones are worthy of my attention? I mean, I know I'm no match for a grizzly bear. So that fear, that reasonable fear, that keeps me alive.
Right.
The reasonable fear that I need to work hard enough to make enough money to make my mortgage is reasonable. Mm-hmm. What's not reasonable is all the stuff that surrounds it. that this particular thing or meeting with this person or taking this risk is going to start the slippery slope or the cascade that spells my ruin. And we have to fear looking foolish. We have to fear or not fear looking foolish. We need to be able to embrace it.
There's three things to remember about fear that I can offer that from my perspective really make a difference in helping people deal with the uncertainties in their life. The first thing is to understand that your fear is not out there.
Mm-hmm. Your fear is inside.
Yes. Fear is an emotion that rises from within us that can be stimulated by what's going on out there. So just to and that's the difference between reactive thinking and proactive or responsive thinking.
Okay.
Is when we react to our fear, we act without thinking.
It's just an automatic response.
Yes. No, it's a reaction.
Oh, okay, a reaction.
And a response is looking at it intelligently, breathing, and saying, okay, how can I respond to this rather than mindlessly react?
Okay, well, this is really interesting talk because I think, you know, as we are in the holiday times, this is a lot of, you know, you're dealing with a lot of relatives. You're going to parties. People are kind of, you know, maybe trying to get out of their box, you know, a little bit.
Well, and you can't say yes to everything, so you're bound to
That's right. That's right. Well, I'd love you to stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We're talking with Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones. He's the author of these two great books, Art of Being, 101 Ways to Practice Purpose in Your Life, and The Art of Uncertainty. It's his new one, How to Live in the Mystery of Life and Love It. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking about life and making it the best. Oh, really, that's it. This is your gift.
And enjoy this holiday season right here, right now.
Right. Be mindful. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much for being here. We have Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we have Dr. Dennis Merritt-Jones on, and we're talking about adding value every day in every way.
Yeah.
And I love that you both are on, and it's all about growing every single day to be the best you that you can be.
Yeah, and isn't that kind of what the holiday season is about? I mean, on traditions across the world, it's celebrating this, you know, entering into, you know, the winter. But actually, the first day of winter starts our new cycle with the sunrises and the sunsets. And the December 21st is the longest night.
That's right.
And so December 22nd, the days become a little bit longer each day heading into spring.
That's right.
And so we're celebrating, actually, even though it's cold and it's winter, we're celebrating the coming spring.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about.
It's always darkest just before the dawn.
It's always darkest and coldest.
Right. But it also gives us a moment to really reflect on our life, you know, and start again.
And embrace.
And embrace what all, you know, and that's really what I think the holidays are all about.
Do you notice that people around the holidays like to hug a lot more?
I don't know. I'm a hugger all the time, so nothing changes for me during the holidays. But
I
think
people are more willing to hug perfect strangers around the holidays.
Holidays give us permission to get out of our boxes and express ourselves differently than we do the normal.
That's right.
Times of
That's
the year.
Right. Well, I know we have our next guest on, and I know there's three of them, and so they call their country music stars. Lucy Angel is their group name. And I know, do we have all three of them? Kate and Lindsay and Emily?
Hi. Kate.
Oh, there
Hi.
We are.
Who do I have?
Kate and Lucy.
And there's Emily.
Okay. And Emily.
Kate and Emily. Right?
I'm having a little trouble with our conference call line, I think.
We can hear you perfect.
I don't know where Lindsay is.
Okay. So there is three. So, okay.
So your hit
there's
holiday
three,
song.
Two of us are here.
So your hit holiday song is Mr. Santa.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the three of you. It's a mom and two daughters, right?
It is. This is Kate, the mom.
Okay.
We've been a trio for about, 6 or 7 years now. The kids kind of grew up singing anyway, but we decided to make the move to Nashville and take it seriously a couple of years ago, so we've been having a good time.
And that's what it's all
Speaking
about.
For myself, right, Emily?
Are you there?
I'm laugh, Mom.
All right.
Now, is a holiday song something traditional that country and western singers try to go for? It's like it has staying power. Every year, people will be reminded about you.
Well, I love Christmas. We're kind of Christmas freaks, but this is actually, you know, Mr. Sandman that we redid, you know, with the words Mr. Santa. But
very nice.
You know, hopefully that will become a tradition. I totally love the song. It's fun. It's got a cute little video that goes with it, which is all fun. And
well, it's pretty cool because my mom used to sing this song back when she was in another trio when us kids were growing up. So we grew up watching her sing that, and then Lindsay started singing with her when she was about 12, and I grew up watching the two of them sing, and then when I joined the group about 6 years ago, it's kind of come full circle, and just very cool that we all three get to do it together now.
So
in an evolution.
Kate, did you know that your girls, were you first a singer, and then you had your girls, they watched you?
I grew up, music was a big part of our lives. My father was in the San Francisco Opera before he joined the Army, and so music was a huge thing in our home, and I grew up singing and sang with bands, and then got married and started having kids, but I remember Lindsay actually started singing. She sang her first solo at 3 in one of my shows.
Wow.
And then, you know, it just sort of was part of the whole deal. She sang Paper Roses.
Paper Roses?
3-year-old's interpretation of Paper Roses. And
wow.
So it just kind of took off from there, and the kids had some friends that they sang with, and we did the whole singing in the mall thing.
Huh. I like it. I like it.
And family singing together. It's wonderful. You know?
Right.
And don't family voices blend in harmony in a unique way that unrelated people just don't seem to have that certain magic?
Oh, you know, it is kind of weird. There is something about the family harmony that just kind of works. And, you know, you don't have to...
The blend is just there.
Yeah, it's there. So it makes it pretty fun.
Lucy, I know that Lucy's Angels have done a lot of work for the military. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, do you want to talk about that, Emily? What do you want me to talk about?
Well,
sorry, we're not the same place, so I'm trying to...
We're really excited. We just sent over a special video with our Mr. Santa over to about 19,000 troops over in Afghanistan. And we can't wait. We're hoping to be able to actually go over there sometime next year to meet them and sing for them. But, you know, we're just really appreciate them and support them in any way that we can.
That's great. And I know that you grew up being, you know, I guess your father was in the service, right?
Yes. My dad was in the military.
Right. And
I joke because I really, from my kid's perspective, I thought the whole world was in the Army. I had no idea.
Right. Well, that's
when you live on a base and your friends' fathers are in the military, it's just, yeah.
There you go.
So now
I know you have a concert coming up, correct? No.
Which we do have lots.
Where is it? Tell us about it.
We're headed to Pittsburgh this week. We're doing a couple of TV things in Philadelphia and then in Pittsburgh. And then next year we'll be hitting it hard. We have another single coming out that's called Cowboy.
Okay.
And we will be touring all over the U.S.
Okay. Now, what about the new single, The Only Woman Left?
That was our single. That was our previous single. But our new single is going to be Cowboy.
Now, can people find places like that?
Absolutely. You can go to lucyangel.com and you can get to our iTunes from there. We have Facebook and our YouTube channel.
Okay.
We
so you did a video for Mr. Santa?
Oh, we do. We have a great video for Mr. Santa.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, thank you.
It's just lots of fun. You should go click on that and share it with your friends and family. It's pretty.
There you go.
Pretty lighthearted, but and we also are really kind of close to making an announcement about our reality show that we have in the works. So.
Oh, very cool.
Hopefully, we'll have some news about that. We'll have to call back and fill everybody in, but it's
there you go. Everybody's doing a reality show lately. That's like the new thing, you know?
You know, we should do one in here, Kim.
There you go. It would be definitely a reality. No. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, and I'll have to definitely listen to your Mr. Santa.
Okay, and the website is lucyangel.com.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's hard probably when you're talking on all these...
Well, yeah, I guess they were on a...
Oh, do we got their music?
No. They were on a conference call, so they weren't actually in the same room. And that can get a little bit tricky.
I guess. But your family, usually you're kind of on the same page.
More,
or maybe not, huh?
You mentioned something very interesting regarding the idea that family members might harmonize or blend better.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the Beach Boys, you know,
but it's a great metaphor, too.
Yeah.
Because if family members are in harmony in their lives together,
mm.
the energy that they bring together is going to meld and be, it'll exude in all they do, which it could include mm-hmm. their music.
And music is such an integral part of this holiday season, all holiday season. We've got all these standards, and then people trying to make new Christmas songs, and you know, sometimes there's some resistance. No, I only want to listen to the ones from my childhood. But
well,
you
it's
know,
interesting.
Rock stars, pop stars keep coming up with new Christmas songs, and these are
and they remake them and stuff. Well, last night we were at a Hanukkah party, and it was interesting. So they were like, "Okay, you're going to sing the first part and the seventh part," and you would see everybody going, "Oh, can't you find anybody else? There's only five tables in here, you know." So I'm like, "We're okay with it. We'll get through it." It's like, but people get worried what other people are going to think about them. Just have fun, you know. So, and it ended up nobody could do it. So we were like, "Let's just all sing together. It's all good." Yeah. but I love.
But we all know Jingle Bells, and you know, and we have no problem kind of singing along to that when we're kids. But as we get older, we get a little more
inhibited. Yeah, and inhibited. Why is that?
We're attached to the need for approval from others.
Yeah, how could we get away from approval?
Get over yourself.
Well, that would be easy. So how do
all right, done.
That exactly? I know, yeah.
Wipe my hands on that one. Now what?
Obviously, it comes back to self-esteem, self-love.
Right.
If you know who you are and you truly love and respect who you are, you're not going to be so attached to other people the need for their approval.
That's very true.
That's a very freeing thing.
It is a freeing thing.
My friend Terry Cole Whitaker wrote a great book titled "What You Think of Me Is None of My Business."
Like that. That's so refreshing.
You know, and there's that critical period where when we're little kids, we don't care. We sing at the top of our lungs, "Jingle Bells," as loud as we
can. I can see you doing that.
Oh, yeah. I still do it. But
that goes back to the fact that we learn. We had no fears as children.
Yeah.
And the older we grew, the more we were taught to color within the lines.
Yeah.
You know, to behave, to not go beyond the boundaries.
You know, as you say color in the lines, I made these tiles with all my kids' handprints and footprints when they were babies. And we put them in our counter at our old house. But I went to, you know, like where you make the tiles and burn them and all that, right? Yeah. And the lady was like, "You're really good, but don't be so careful. You're a really good artist." But I was like, "I have to just be perfect." And she's like, "No, you'd never make it as an artist, you know?"
There's a topic, perfectionism.
Oh, yeah. Perfectionism will hold you back. And I think teenagers probably suffer the most with this because they've got that personal fable that everybody's judging them and everybody's staring at them. And this level of what they can consider their perfection is unattainable, but they'll do their very best. They'll spend hours in front of the mirror combing their hair in a certain way or wearing certain clothes. And they stop singing, they stop doing art, they have that crisis of art, that crisis of music. They'll listen to it, they'll appreciate it, but they don't want to sing along. And
peer pressure's
and the peer pressure is heavy. Yeah. And hopefully as you get older, you start shedding that and you realize, I don't care what other people think of me. Maybe that's one of our journeys of maturity.
You're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people, it's funny because, you know, we have all these holiday parties and people are saying, "What are you going to wear?" I don't know, whatever I feel good that day. That's how I dress. I mean, I don't think about, but a lot of people plan everything. And
well, I feel for these celebrities who are not allowed to wear the same thing twice.
Right.
They just literally can't wear the same dress twice, or people that will trash them in the media for going to two parties wearing the same dress twice in a row. What, they don't have a closet full of dresses? The designers aren't throwing dresses at them? What if they like it? Like, well, Cher went to the, I think it was either the Grammys or the Oscars one time, and they asked her what shirt she was wearing. She said she got it from the Gap. You know, just get rid of all that pretense.
Yeah, just be who you are.
And be who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, what do you want to wear today or
you
tonight?
Know, I want to give out, I think we gave out, which one did we already go? In fact, we had a winner, and it was Doris, was that right? Doris? Yes, Doris won our first one, and that
Stephanie
was
Doris.
Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, and she won Free to Be, but I'd like to give out Awakening.
We want people to come on the air here.
So I'm gonna,
come on, give me your answer.
You know what I'm going to do is,
By the way, the answer to that question was who created the modern image of Santa? Who's popularized the modern image of Santa?
Who was it?
Dennis?
Coca-Cola.
Thank you very much.
You
know,
there you go.
Before then, Santa was seen as an elf. Was seen as a very small little elf, eight tiny reindeer. Remember the song? Eight tiny reindeer. Not anymore. After that, in the early 20th century, they made them human size and could sell more Coca-Cola that way, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to give away another CD.
Oh, cool.
And this one is Awakening, Songs for the Soul, Chant to Sing on the Journey to Place You Never Left. And this is great.
Songs for the Soul.
Maybe I won't give this away. No. But you know what I want to do is I want to see everybody. I always end all my shows with a mommy moment, and it's just something that inspires you.
Yeah.
And so what I would like to do is see if somebody could tell us something that inspires them.
Okay.
So just a little saying that you live your life by or that makes you wake up every day. So any kind of a mommy moment that you have out there, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and you will win this at 805-639-0008.
You know, I always wonder when we give out the number, do people have a pencil handy, or are they scrambling really quick to find their cell phone to try to type it in? If you're driving, pull over. Don't text and drive.
Exactly.
Don't talk and drive. But it's 805-639-0008.
Yeah, you know what, and also I want to do a shout-out. I was on Facebook yesterday, you know, just adding a couple things and talking about a couple things that I had heard on there. And a couple of my listeners popped up and said hi, and I haven't talked to them in a while. And this is just a great time to, like, hear from everybody. You know, you wonder, that's the one thing about radio. You don't know who's listening.
Because you can't see them.
No, but when I walked into a couple parties, they're like, we listen to you all the time. And I'm like, why don't you call in and say hi?
Do you ever have anybody recognize you just by your voice?
Yes. That's weird. Yes.
Isn't it, though?
Yes. They're like, you're Kim, aren't you? And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? You know, but, no, it's really fun. So.
Well, you're pretty well known in our community.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, and I also, somebody sent me something for, I think it was Home Depot and Aprons.
Oh.
And it's another organization out there for women. You know how, like, everybody has to vote in order to get different things out there? And I guess they were looking for votes for Oxnard, and it was women and children, and they were trying to raise money for housing. So that's
very
another
nice.
Thing. So definitely,
nice.
I'd love to hear what's going on in our community and just really around our world. So if there's something that my voice can actually help out, I'm all behind it.
You know what's the greatest gift you can give yourself?
What is it?
Altruism.
Altruism, yeah.
Giving of yourself to others.
That's,
altruism.
That is the greatest gift.
Yeah,
because
huge.
And also, you know, when you're giving to somebody else, you're forgetting about all your troubles.
Selfless, absolutely.
I mean, it really
absolutely.
Is the most incredible
thing.
You
want to know the keys to enlightenment? They're right here in front of you.
True.
Definitely. Yeah. I just want to, you know, welcome everybody. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I'm here with Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones. He brought all these great tools and, you know, that's what it is tools. People need tools to inspire their life. You were, you know, like we kind of talked about, if you were born, because you said you weren't always inspired, you learned to be inspired, you learned to be who you were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so did you use tools to...
Yeah, that's the key. You hit it right on the head, Kim. The tools can be laid before us, but unless we pick them up and use them, that's the key, see? And a lot of people are looking for that silver bullet. They're looking for instant gratification.
Right.
And
just fix me.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just fix yourself. You have to, like, go through some steps to get there.
Yeah. And the tools like reading every day, meditating, doing the practices on a daily basis is what brings that slow ultimate shift to our belief systems. And that's what we're really trying to change.
Right.
We're not trying to change the world or even our experiences. If we can work at the level of our own core beliefs and change those, as within, so without.
I like it. And, you know, that's why I don't really agree with the New Year's Eve, you know, or New Year's Day, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, the
do it
New Year's
resolutions.
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, it's a great opportunity. You know, if
that's
if you
the
use
only
it
opportunity you want,
or if you
want
to use it symbolically,
day.
Don't let it go by without making a New Year's resolution.
Correct.
But, yeah, make them today. Like, for instance, most people say, well, at the new year, I'm going to stop eating all this junk food from around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can curtail some of my intake of the junk food. My wife's been baking for the last 2 weeks, and I know I've had way more than my fair share of cookies recently.
And you're looking like it.
Thank you very much. I'm wearing my red Santa suit here with my big portly
belly. There you go. Yeah, we'll have to get a picture of you.
But I've made a commitment to myself for the rest of the holiday season to still enjoy the cookies. But one,
moderately,
not
yes.
four.
And you know what? And seriously, that's what, you know, don't just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Take little, pace yourself.
Pace yourself, yeah.
You know, with everything in your life, you know, pace yourself. Say, okay, I'm going to look at my health. I'm going to look at start making goals in every area that you can touch your life. You had something you were going to add to that?
Just self-observation. To be conscious enough to be able to observe yourself and your behavior. Then you can challenge it.
Ooh.
But you have to be conscious enough to observe your behavior before you can challenge it.
Right. And the other thing that, you know, there's something else that I was thinking about is looking at your life and seeing, do you like who you really are? That's a really, I mean, look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, you know, not who, what body we have because that wasn't our choice, but how are you making the best of it? And in every
Bless
avenue.
You.
Thank you. So I know we have our next guest on, and Mona Pearl is a global strategic business developer.
Oh.
Excuse
Bless
me.
You.
And Mona, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi there. Good morning.
So lipstick leadership. What is lipstick leadership?
Well, lipstick leadership is something to get everybody's attention. But the idea is that as women, we have certain skills that we can add to any leadership style. And talking about global growth, women are way more positioned to take these leadership positions.
You know, I've always said that when I made the observation reading some of the statistics, that there actually are more women than men alive right now.
That's interesting.
It's a little bit, which means that if the women got together and pooled their power, they could own everything.
Ooh.
They could run everything. They could vote themselves into office and be in control of everything.
But do you know what they say? Behind every man is a woman, right?
Yeah.
And a smart woman, right, just helps
true.
A man get to where he needs to go.
But women, today is the day for women to really rise up and to assert what they bring to the table in leadership and to business and families and music and art and everything else. I'm loving this. You know, more women go to college than men now.
And that's a trend that goes on worldwide.
Yeah.
And which creates a lot of issues, mainly in other countries, where traditionally women will just basically sit home and raise the children. And now what happens, women are going out there getting jobs and the men are sitting home.
Yeah, I know of a couple of house husbands, and they're enjoying themselves. They work very hard supporting the kids, educating the kids, and doing everything traditionally that a woman would have done, you know, 50 years ago. And they tell me it's a hard job.
Yeah, I was just going to say, see, now I do not agree with that, okay? And what I think I think you need a team.
A team.
Yeah, I definitely think that both, you know, a man and a woman bring together the best of both.
Sure, but if my wife had a career that was extremely valuable to her and was financially supportive of us,
then you would say, you go do it, you know, you take care of us, and then...
Yeah, financially, but I would continue to pursue my interests, and that's what any human should do, you know, how they want to grow as a family-wise.
Yeah, and let's not forget that in other countries, many other countries, it's not a matter of choice for women to be equal. So all the changes in the last few years have made an impact that is unreversible. Because if we're talking here in the U.S., if you would let your wife, well, in other countries, many women were basically treated almost like slaves.
Mm. You know, I recall the futurist Jean Houston once saying that in one generation, if we would worldwide focus on educating children and putting women in roles of leadership, that war would cease to be.
Yeah, I bet you that, definitely. I definitely agree with that. Women, I don't think, you know, we're not behind the war in that sense, no.
No, and women have the natural skills to adapt to change and lead in the global world. And actually being inherently intuitive and multitaskers is a big plus.
Right. Now, how did you, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background is pretty unusual. Having been born in Europe, in Romania, I lived on three continents. I do speak six languages, came to the U.S., have dealt in international business, mostly being the only woman in the room, in the conference, wherever, and being hands-on, helping companies grow globally, make the plans, execute them. And lately, I wrote a book that just came out, Grow Globally, that in many ways summarizes a lot of my experiences in answering questions for so many companies.
Right. It is mostly a man's world out there in the, you know, in the corporation world.
And especially internationally, definitely. And many times I was in a boardroom with like 7 or 8 men, and I was the only woman. I mean, the only woman that was in management. I'm not talking about the help and assistance that usually would bring the coffee. And it was always treated in a very curious way. I mean, they didn't know how to...
What's your secret, right?
Well, yeah. They didn't really know how to take me. So when, in one instance, a group of men said that, oh, you are one of us, I didn't know if to take it as a compliment. You know, or don't you see I'm actually a woman?
Right. I like it. I like it. So what would be your message that you would send to other women?
The first message is that women have to be self-assured, know what they want, and take themselves seriously. Not to let other people define who we are.
That's a big one. I like that a lot.
You know, my biggest dream that my dad had for me is that one day I would be an executive assistant to someone, which there's nothing wrong with that. But he couldn't dream any further.
And you made that just way beyond means for that, right?
Yes. And I think that was the main trigger. And the other thing is, besides being serious, is also knowing how to balance our lives and not feel so guilty all the time. Because women always feel guilty.
Women do feel guilty. That is very true.
Yeah, we feel guilty because, you know, we don't take care of our friends and neighbors and parents and family and find a certain balance. And the balance is not 50-50. It's whatever works for you. If it works for you, 80% work and 20% family, that's fine.
Right. And do you have children?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay.
I don't, which made it a little bit easier.
Right.
But other obligations.
Right. But that was a choice in your life.
Well, Martha Stewart had children. She managed.
Well, I'm not sure it was a choice and not a conscious choice. Because it's another thing as a woman that is in business and high power, people don't really know how to treat you. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, it's some kind of an obstacle. But... it's something, it was my dream, writing a book was my dream, and I think it's basically a wonderful life, being able to travel around the world, help companies, mentor women around the world, and it's great satisfaction.
I love it. I love your message. I really do, because that's something, I have 4 children, but I've owned, you know, a hair salon, I still do hair, I help my husband in my construction. And now I have a radio show. And
5 days a week.
Yeah, 5 days a week. I know. You know, it's funny. I don't really think about that, but a lot of people are like, how do you do this?
It's a lot
but
of
it's
effort.
My love.
There
it's
you go.
My love. And I think that if you live within your passions, it's another gift.
Yes, and you live your dreams and not the other way around.
That's right.
I think more and more women are awakening to this truth. And the collective conscious globally is starting to rebalance itself with that divine feminine, which I think is showing up in powerful ways. So I honor you, Mona, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And in many ways, the technology helps women actually learn about what is going on in other parts of the world.
Yes, indeed. Information is power.
Yeah. Right. Well, I would love to recommend everybody your book. It's called Grow Globally. Where do we find that?
Everywhere the books are being sold,
okay.
Online, either at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about any place. And, of course, it's available as an e-book. And one of the chapters, actually chapter 10, talks about my journey.
I like it. All right. Well, I'm going to take a look at that. So thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
All right. And I will talk to you again.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
You know, I get a message from that of self-actualization. You know, what if you don't want to be a captain of industry as a woman? What if you really do want to pursue what you wish to pursue, however you define that? If you're actualizing yourself, if you're becoming the best you can be, then that's a beautiful thing. Right. And only you can define that. You don't want external forces telling you what you should and shouldn't do, whether it's social mores or anybody holding you back.
Right. Dr. Dennis, I think that's one of your messages, and I that's one of the reasons I love that you're here, is that we can all give ourselves our own gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of being, what is our purpose here? And how do people really look and find what their purpose is so they can be happy, be at comfort with who they are, and not be looking around asking permission to be what they're supposed to, what their parents, like she said, her parents, her dad
yes,
had an expectation. Yeah.
Follow, I think Stephen really hit it. You follow your passion and realize that purpose is always playing out at two levels. From a spiritual level, your purpose is to be the vessel through which and as which the infinite intelligence of the universe, life, God, it, whatever you want to call it, pushes out and finds fullness of expression. And that can be different for every one of us, how that shows up. And then so personal purpose is how you realize your purpose as this vessel of the greatness that life is, and individuate it and be the best, as Stephen said, at whatever it is that you're called to be, which is and do, which is to bring your beingness into your doingness.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the word that keeps coming to mind for me is vocation. Right. And the root word on that is vocar in Old Latin, what means to call. So follow your calling. Your
yeah.
vocation should be your calling. What are you called to do? And maybe you're called to do multiple things in life.
And different chapters in your
yes,
life. Yes,
exactly.
And you have to give yourself permission to step out of your box or the belief system, as you said, how we were trained, raised, and given ideas, and as Mona said, to learn to redefine ourselves rather than live from the definitions and the labels that somebody else stuck on us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's mm-hmm. great. That's exactly.
And the courage to reinvent yourself. I mean, Dennis, you've reinvented yourself from your younger days.
Oh, a number of times.
You know, a number of times. The phoenix rising from the ashes, yes. You know. But and, you know, if your business fails, reinvent yourself.
Right.
Come
well,
back.
That's, you know,
come
that's
back what, strong.
That's what's happening right now with a lot of people who have lost their jobs.
Because we are in a definitely
yeah.
recessional mm-hmm. time.
And those jobs have gone away. And so a lot of people who are really on the cutting edge of living in their fullness are going out and reinventing themselves, even in middle age, and recreating and maybe going out and starting a career of their own in a different direction rather than waiting for the big conglomerate companies to rehire you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that that's so good is to look at what your gifts are. I mean, I talk about that a lot,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
what your gift is. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm not good at anything. How do
what?
You? Yeah, well, I
how
mean,
is that possible
yeah,
to not be good at anything?
Exactly, because that's low self-esteem. So
uh-huh.
start to look, you know, and somebody said this before, is have one of your good friends tell you what they love about mm. you.
Did you ever do that exercise in, like, high school?
No.
Or where you sit down with a smaller or a group of people, and they all write one nice thing about you, and then you pass
right.
that note around,
right.
and then everybody gets to see that objective face. Of, wow, I guess I am a nice guy, or I'm a good listener, or I have great hair, or whatever it is that people want to compliment you on. We don't get that enough.
No, we don't.
We really
and for
don't.
People, you know, but why do you have to wait for other people to tell you? That's what I mean.
Right.
You know, if that's something that you're struggling with,
yeah.
then, you know.
Well, then surround yourself with good people who are going to validate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dr. Dennis, is there anything else that you can cut?
What do you got left to bring?
How did we, well, like, our whole show just left here?
You mentioned the gift that we each bring. I think if every day we could encourage our listeners to spend 5 minutes just contemplating the gift, the amazing gift that's already been given to them.
Life.
Which is the gift of life.
Mm.
And see, I've read his book.
And it's what we do with our lives that is the gift we give back to the giver of the gift.
Mm.
And that's what makes life juicy.
There you go. And we all are gifts. That's it. We all are gifts.
Just being yourself.
Just
is
being,
a gift. Yeah.
And contributing to this wonderful world that we live in.
Amen.
And that's it. I'm telling you. So, gosh, what do you have going on for your week since it is Motivational Monday?
It's Motivational Monday. Well, I finished all my shopping.
Yeah,
I finished all my wrapping. So I'm going to spend the week enjoying friends, enjoying families, catching up with people, sending messages. A few Christmas cards to touch base with people. I'm going to work on my business. I'm going to be a very busy person this week, just being in the moment.
Right. Instead of, how about you?
I'm going to put my mind in neutral.
Oh. And his mind must be always on go.
I'm
going to
stop doing for this next week and spend time with my family. And
are you married and children?
Yes. Yep, got a beautiful bride and 3 grown adult children. Thank you, God.
They're
grown and adult.
Yes, check, right? Yes. And what are their passions?
Well, my daughter is just gone back to school for her master's degree in integrative medicine in Berkeley.
Oh, that's
excellent. She's going to be studying with an Asian influence, acupuncture and herbology.
Oh, that's great. So, that's very good.
And my son is off living in Chile running a restaurant.
Wow.
And my other daughter works with a local motivational speaker who's very present, so she's very busy too.
That's great. And see, that's what it is I, you know, that's kind of my 4 children. They all have their passions, and it's their gift. So each one of us, find what your gift is.
Right.
With that, I thank you so much for being my guest.
My pleasure.
I can't wait to have you back again.
Thank you.
Dr. Stephen, thank you so much again.
Always glad to be here.
And Matt on the board, and all my listeners, all my sponsors. Actually, Soup Plantation, we're going to be partnering up and doing some stuff there.
Oh, nice.
So I've got some giveaways for that. So listen in for the next couple days here. I mean, actually every day. And for any reason, if you missed my show, remember it replays again from 1 to 2. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, every human being is intended to have a character of his own, to be what no others are, and to do what no others can do.
Perfect.
Totally appropriate, wasn't it? I know. It always just
individual fingerprint.
There you go. And be the best you. Yeah. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.